You know, I can't believe I just said that a minute ago.
I know, Jackie.
I've been on the show 5 years and I haven't done that yet. It just
wait, what are you? What are you
lathered?
It's all that coffee. He's been
two cups.
He's all jacked up.
Yeah, so to speak.
Well, be careful when you're on these zip lines, these bungee jumping things, jumping out of airplanes, or you know.
Just why is music playing? We're going to a break.
Yes. We've had.
Well, you know, that's because you wouldn't go to a break at 9:20, and you messed around, and now we got to take
not because people are talking too long.
We'll have it out at the break.
All right.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A top career diplomat at the Capitol answering questions for the impeachment inquiry.
David Hale, who's being deposed by the Intelligence Committee right now, is the number three official at the State Department. It's a hugely influential role. He's got daily access to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and really direct firsthand knowledge of how the Trump administration has been managing policy towards Ukraine over the last 2 years.
Fox's Jillian Turner. In Kentucky, the Democrat in the race, Andy Beshear, declares victory in the governor's race. The current governor, Republican Matt Bevin, though, has not conceded. President Trump campaigned for him, and White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway tells Fox,
I think the president made this race competitive, as did the vice president. And the president got 62.5% of the vote in Kentucky 3 short years ago. He'll dominate the state again next year.
Democrats will control the legislature in Virginia, flipping the state Senate there. Republican Tate Reeves wins the governor's race in Mississippi. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Just a perfect November day today, but hang on. Weather changes are on the way soon. Today, sunshine will dominate. Warming trend continues. Nice day. High 76. Partly cloudy. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low 57. Tomorrow, another high in the mid-70s. Chance of an afternoon shower. A better chance of rain Thursday evening and through the overnight hours Thursday night, ending by Friday morning. Then breezy, much cooler Friday. High of only 58. We'll be back to the 30s on Friday and Saturday night. And a cool, dry, sunny weekend, much like last weekend. Way below normal on the temperature. Saturday's high, only 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other homebuyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Keep your office securely connected. Plus, get a reliable guest Wi-Fi network. Right now, bundle whole business Wi-Fi to your WOW business internet service and save $10. Get seamless coverage and the ability to support hundreds of devices so you can conduct business without interruption. Raise your expectations with WOW Whole Business Wi-Fi. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. First of all, welcome back. And secondly, the holidays are here.
Bubba, it is here, and it couldn't come sooner. You know, new crop pecans fresh off the trees are at Tucker Pecan. New crop candies, all kinds of great candy and gift items are at Tucker Pecan Company. We are expanding the showroom with more candies. We're going to have more candies, more pecans, more gift selections than we've ever had. But, you know, we still have the great gifts, whether you want a corksicle tumbler, you want a purse, you want jewelry, you want totes, you want just good Alabama products, Alaga syrup, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got all those on the shelves, but we are getting back to what got us here. More candy, more pecans, more gift ideas, more gifts for all of our great customers.
And you are located where, my friend?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark. Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Frisco Riverstone, thank you for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for filling in, although there's nobody to fill in for. I guess April Marie.
I'm working the phones.
Yeah.
She's afflicted with laryngitis.
Oh, Lord.
So that's
she actually has an illness. I'm just dealing with seasonal allergies.
Yeah, you're, you know, trumping it up as much as you can.
Well, it's driving me crazy. Like, I'm supposed to be able to speak.
You sound kind of good nasally, though.
Yeah, it's deep. You really... It's like I've been smoking a stogie. Something like that. 272-9228, folks.
You sound like Terry Gross on NPR.
And actually, I have a story. I know how you hate them, Jack, but I have a story from NPR. They actually called it like it is.
Jack listens to NPR sometimes.
I do.
Really?
I do listen to it. Oh, and it just gets... Once again, it's like having four cups of coffee.
It just gets him all...
Oh, it gets me so worked
and
up.
And you are worked up today.
I am. And I got some more stories, but we have a caller we need to get to.
Yes, let's talk to Red
Top. And I have no idea who our live people are because you won't tell me.
I am alive.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about our live spots.
Oh, hey, on a local note, how about this, Jack? I drive down Madison Avenue and Madison Car Wash is gone.
I know.
The whole block has been dug up.
I
don't know what's going there. Is it a hotel?
No, they're putting in a gas
Circle
station.
Circle K.
We're getting a Circle K in Montgomery. Do we have any right now?
Oh, yeah. No, there's not one gas station downtown, period.
No, you have to go all the way down, like, South Court Street to the interstate or...
Or up there on the hill.
Yeah.
Neither one is very...
Correct.
Appealing.
But, you know, that's kind of typical. In Manhattan, I only found one gas station on the whole damn island. Lord have mercy. I kept on wondering, how in the hell do people get gas around this place?
Now, is that little gas station on the corner of McDonough and Madison gone, too? It was right next door to the car wash.
It's gone. That entire
block.
How come I missed that?
Well, gosh, you know, I go down there to Best Glass and Bear Lumber all the time, so I just happened to drive by and I went, whoa! I mean, when I drove by, the whole block was cleared like in one half of a day.
Wow.
And we used to go back there in the 1950s and get our car washed all the time.
Are you that old?
Yeah, I'm about to be 66, December 13th.
My birthday's December 12th, you little Sagittarius, you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder we get along. And so, gosh, it was just kind of a shock. That's one of, you know, it's been there so long, and I'm sure the ground and all the infrastructure underneath it was just rotten to hell and back, but it still was funny to see it disappear and the whole block get dug up.
Yeah, I used Madison Car Wash for years and years.
I did, too, and they did a good job, and it was, as a little kid, you can't get no more fun than
going through and standing at the glass and watching the cars come through. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I can still smell the smell of inside that place.
Yeah.
And they had the best greeting cards in town.
Yeah,
really,
they were good.
A whole bunch of funny greeting cards that you don't see in other places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was just the old classic car wash that went away with the classic cars. And I guess me next.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know. I've been on international news. There's a lot of word talk going on about the internet and social media, and governments are cracking down like hell.
Yep.
All of a sudden. Russia's just about shut off the internet, and
they're testing out a kill switch. Yeah,
yeah, and Europe is doing it real hard and fast. And in light of what we were talking about last week about me getting on social media, it looks like all the governments of the world are about to now start turning in on social media and making a record of everybody's profile and every damn thing they say and do. What you guys think about that?
Well, I'm banned from Twitter, and I don't have a Facebook, so...
Of course the governments are doing this, Red Top. Of course they are.
I know. But
they
now
can't abide.
Openly,
they can't abide freedom.
It just seems to all have happened in the past 30 to 60 days, where they've all seemed to have come to an agreement. We know China's been doing it, but...
Oh, yeah.
Europe and of course, Russia's shutting it down. This is a new time, and... I just wonder, especially Democrats, I'll bet you anything, they got legislation they'd love to pass on social media and observation and all that. How do you guys think they're going to handle this in the future?
They're going to try to control it. They're going to, I mean, why do you think they're making big deals of all these disinformation campaigns by Russian bots or troll accounts? Why do you think they're making a big deal? Literally, the Washington Post and the New York Times fact-checked the photoshopped image of Trump putting a Medal of Honor, not a Medal of Honor, a Medal of Honor on the dog Conan who helped take out Baghdadi. The Daily Wire put out a photoshopped image where it's Trump putting on this medal on a dog, on the hero dog.
As a joke.
Oh, that's right.
Right, and the Washington Post and the New York Times fact-checked it, saying, did they take out this Medal of Honor winner McCullough to make this photo look real? It's just like, why do you think they're doing that, though? Are they that dumb? I don't think they are. I think what they're trying to do is claim that the internet is too powerful and we've got to crack down on all this disinformation. You know what? The First Amendment allows people to say things that they believe, and if it's not exactly factually correct, that's still allowed. And jokes are allowed. Satire's allowed. We can say pretty much whatever we want in the public square. And you know what? It's not up to Facebook or Mark Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey to police all these folks on their programs. That's where Dorsey and Zuckerberg made a mistake. You know what? When you're on Facebook, you can block people. You can curate your own page. And you should be responsible if you say anything libelous or slanderous. I'm tired of this, that Americans aren't full-grown adults with equal rights and the freedom of speech, and if you don't like what a particular person says, don't go after Facebook, go after the person.
Yeah, the whole concept is so childish, like friending people, friending each other. I had somebody tell me, well, such and such unfriended me. I'm going, I'm glad I'm not part of this. That sounds like something a five-year-old would do. Who gives a damn?
No,
somebody unfriends you.
If you do get on the Book of Faces, tell me and I'll poke you.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks.
Thank you, Red Top.
Hey, I got a story that's really kind of weird.
Okay.
In Center Point, Alabama, which is like a suburb of Birmingham, this UPS driver's making a delivery, and a guy in a gray hoodie comes up, puts a gun to him, puts him in the back of the UPS truck and drives off in it. Kidnaps the driver of the UPS truck.
Oh, my.
Well, after about several blocks, the UPS driver knew how to open the door from the inside, and he did, and he jumped out, and a motorist saw it, called 911, but the guy drove off in the UPS truck. They hadn't found him yet.
They still haven't found him?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
Isn't that weird?
That is odd.
I mean,
that's bold.
Listen, those UPS people bust their butts. Yeah. I mean, they are, and especially if you've seen them during Christmas, it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are out doing their job, and some guy comes and holds them up and kidnaps them. I mean, it's one thing to carjack them and throw them out of the truck, but to actually keep them in the truck, I mean, that's a pretty heinous crime, in my opinion, because you know that guy was terrified.
Oh, absolutely. What were you going to do with him as a hostage?
Well, I don't know how the hell you hide a Big Brown.
I'm just concerned about all the packages. I mean, I order off Amazon daily.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. What happened to those packages?
I'd be really upset.
Well, he probably went through them and got what he wanted. I mean, that's terrible. Anyway. That happened in Centerpoint. Then there's a weird story out of St. Clair County. The district attorney up there, his name's Lyle Harmon. He had a son they called Boo Harmon, who was, I think, a big wig or up-and-coming guy in the Air National Guard. They find him dead in his car from a bullet wound off of an exit off the interstate where he'd hit a utility pole, and a Moody police officer came up and discovered that the guy had been shot, and they pronounced him dead at the scene. And they caught this guy with a long criminal history hiding under a trailer in a trailer park somewhere up in St. Clair County. Okay. And I don't know what the motive was, if it was road rage or whatever, but there was no connection between the victim and the killer.
Really? That's unusual. Suspect.
Yeah, I know.
It's usually some people know each other some way or another, whether, you know, illicit business deal or domestic dispute. That's
so
usually the case.
Our
that's
thoughts go out to the Harmon family, because this kid, apparently, the one they call Boo because he's born on Halloween, he, you know, met an untimely death, and nobody knows why.
Well, yeah. Jack, look at this on line one. I believe we have Captain John from Centerpoint. Captain John, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. I'm formerly from Centerpoint. I live in Prattville, Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to congratulate you on your new format on your shows.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's definitely an improvement over what was mid-morning. Okay, I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama. I was born there, and so I played football as a kid in the 70s, and from probably 65th Street, which is laid out a lot like New York City, 65th Street north up into the Centerpoint area.
I think this was on 80th Street or somewhere near 80th.
Yeah, exactly. And Centerpoint is a lot further than that. It's in a whole, it used to be like a little city into itself, and they incorporated Birmingham. But my point is, just put your finger on the worst part of Montgomery that you would not want to be, the crime-ridden areas. That's what is developed now from 65th Street way up into Centerpoint. One reason that happens now, it didn't used to be like that. Where I grew up, you could walk the streets. Or when I grew up there,
do you see Centerpoint off of I-59?
Right.
Do you go through it?
Some of it. There's Roebuck. I-59 is Roebuck, and then you keep going up that main road. That direction, and it goes into Centerpoint, and then what they call Pinson.
Yeah, sure. I know where that is. That's
absolutely. So,
well, have you talked to anybody up there that's familiar with this case?
No. No, I just, it caught my attention when I heard Centerpoint, Alabama.
Yeah.
I used to live there.
It's just gotten worse and worse, that part of the city.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's unfortunate.
Okay. That's all I had today, guys.
Thank you, thanks for your call. Keep calling and listening. Right. We appreciate it.
And thank you for the kind words. It is unfortunate that every city, it seems like there's something like that. It's like, it's the bad part of town. Don't go over there. So I guess some folks just, you know, I've lived, I guess, in bad parts of town. And, like, even when I was up at Auburn, I lived in certain parts. People are like, you live where? And I don't even think about it. I guess I've just gotten lucky over the years.
Well, you know, in Montgomery back in the day, even when I was probably in high school, all that area across from Riverside Heights, which was formerly Bell Street, it was called West End because that was kind of the western edge of Montgomery. You had streets like Covington, Camden, in fact, there was a restaurant over there that people used to go to now.
Mm-hmm.
Was it something bees, and it burned and burned to the ground. I don't think they've rebuilt, but that used to be a pretty rough area when I was coming along. It was all white. Of course, Riverside Heights right across Bell Street was predominantly black, and it was the projects which have been torn down, and that's where the new water park is supposed to go.
Right, right.
So that area has really been cleaned up, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and I'm agnostic on the water park. I want it to succeed, but we'll see. And I think the logic of it makes sense. Like you said, talking to Clay McGinnis, that I think the logic of it makes sense, and you get a lot of this good development. You clean up the area, and you have a lot of tourism, but you also have more people coming in, starting businesses, these sorts of things.
Well, and I do have to figure out what to do with the Salvation Army, because that is not going to be able to coexist with
right,
the water park.
Right, they're working on a deal with
them. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there's a water park that's similar, very similar to the one that they want to build here. And I can't remember.
North Carolina.
Yes, yes.
In Charlotte.
So I was kind of like Clay, apprehensive at first, but then once I kind of looked into it and saw kind of how it operated.
Right.
Well, you've invested in downtown, and I'm not going to say what you do, but
sure, yeah.
You've invested in downtown and have been a really great asset to Montgomery, so I know you're concerned about it.
Oh, absolutely. But, and so that's why I guess I'm optimistic as well, because...
But you're part of downtown. It's not just you. There's all sorts of development going on. It makes me pretty hopeful.
Well, we were just talking about the gas station going in three weeks before it was a full. There was a car wash and a gas station. It's completely flattened out now. They're starting a construction. EJI's. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but EJI is building a huge space right across from the Biscuit Stadium.
Oh wow!
And every time I drive past that, they've gotten further and further along.
Where across from the Biscuit Stadium?
Let's see. There was three city lots.
The old ice house is up there.
Kind of across from the Handy Electric was a big yellow building there.
Sure.
And there's three city-owned lots, and those were recently, one of them recently was sold to EJI, and the minute they got it, they started construction.
What are they going to put there?
I believe that'll be the new museum.
Okay.
I think so.
And also where's the current museum on?
It's in the alley.
That's what I thought. Okay, yeah. They're going to move that?
Yeah, so it'll be a lot more space.
Okay, cool.
And do y'all know where the Rotary Park is?
That development, too, just took place.
Yeah, they're apparently going to make it spruce up the park and make it a big food truck area where you can have designated food trucks there right on the edge of the park.
There's a street in Austin called Rainy Street, and... there must be 40 food trucks down there. It's really cool.
Fun.
You know, that's kind of a fun thing to do, I think.
So I think with the water park, it just adds more. I mean, there's already so much development. Yeah. So the fact the water park comes, I mean, we saw just in the last 2 years with EJI, the memorial, everything, tourism's just skyrocketed. I mean...
Really?
Yeah, we had over 500,000 people come through Montgomery in 2018, I think.
And when you're getting big celebrity names, I mean, it doesn't get much bigger than Oprah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody with me?
A lot better, but not bigger.
Right. This is what I mean, though. Like, that's a massive name.
I was kind of partial to when Dave Matthews came in.
Yeah.
I got to talk to him. That was pretty cool.
Well, who, the Big E and Xavier Woods of the New Day from WWE, they stopped by. Like, any big promotion that travels a lot stops now at EJI. It's a destination.
Well, Frisco has something to announce in the near future. We're not going to talk about it today, but it's very exciting for downtown.
There's just a lot of excitement all over.
I've always got something going on. Yeah, we'll touch on that.
Yeah.
All sorts of excitement. But we got to hit this break here. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in on the show. 272-9228 if you want to get on the conversation. This part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. It's all in the name, folks. 24/7 access. Once you become a member of Express Fitness 24/7, small sign-up fee and then a very low month-to-month rate. You don't have to do a long-term contract, so you're locked in for a year. No, you can try it out. Just try it out. Try it out. Just try it out for a month. And they can help you meet any of your fitness goals, whether it's just getting a little more cardio in. They have all the machines that you can do that. Treadmills, elliptical machines, cycling, all sorts of stuff.
Don't wait till January to decide to get in shape.
Right, no, don't make it.
Because you're going to break that by March.
Yeah,
right.
You should be doing it anyway. Not this New Year's resolution crap. Don't get me started on that. But I'm hitting it hard. It's probably because of what I did last night at Express Fitness that I'm a little cranky right now because I'm sore. I earned it. I'm happy I'm sore. But it was like all these barbell,
Brusters. So Joey, I swear.
Oh, I appreciate that, Jack. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm starting to fill out the jacket. Like, I'm feeling good, but like I always say, it's like mental test. Like yesterday, I did not want to do all those thrusters and squat cleans and all that, and, you know, hang cleans and all that stuff. But I'm sore, but it's also, okay, here's a challenge. Meet the challenge and exceed through it, or just do the best you can. Some days you just are terrible. But if you want to go to the Montgomery location where I'm going, it's on Zelda Road at the Hillwood Festival Shopping Center. Part of the facility is right above Firehouse Subs there. Give them a call, 386-8689, 386-8689. Tell Alex, who will answer the phone, that Joey from the radio sent you. Or if you want to check out, they have many locations here in the River Region, Express Fitness 24/7. Just go to ExpressFitness24, the number 24.com, ExpressFitness24.com. You will not be disappointed. Great gym, especially for self-starters and do-it-yourselfers. It's a great place to go and work out. We got to hit this break here. Matt from the Lake, hold your position. Be right back. More news and views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Frisco Riverstone after this break.
Without the static, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying our warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable,
affordable and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's not just about sex.
You know, I missed out on all the good impeachments. Like, well, was that seriously the Democrats' argument back then, is that this is just all about sex?
Well, and they're all saying it's not an impeachable offense, and it's kind of like, well, if Hillary can put up with it, so can we. Right. The problem was it was demeaning to the Oval Office, for one, but I don't think he should have been impeached for it.
Right.
And except he lied. He committed perjury in his testimony, and that's right. Why he was impeached to begin with. And they damn near had him.
Right.
And there's no question he lied. And there was a special on Fox News like 2 years ago about the whole Ken Starr investigation. Yeah. And it was very cool. It was a very well-done documentary. And they interviewed all these people.
I need to check that out because I've been brushing up. That's where I got that clip of Lindsay saying,
it's not just about sex.
Like
he would know. I love Lindsey Graham. I always have.
You know, I've learned to like him. Actually, I really disagree with him on foreign policy. I just don't.
Oh, yeah, he's more hawkish because right. He was in the military.
I think after John McCain passed away, he really started.
Exactly true.
You know? I've grown to appreciate how intelligent he is, though, and how good of a player he is up in D.C. Like, I think he would be a great, if you could sit down and have a glass of wine with the guy, just chat about D.C., and see him as like a guy who's not doing an official meeting, just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like having some as on the camera. What we need to do in D.C. more is drink more, drink a lot, in fact, blackout, see what happens. we'll get more deals done that way.
My sister-in-law, after my brother died, my sister-in-law remarried a guy who was on the board of trustees of Clemson.
Yeah.
And so they go to most of the home games in Clemson. They, of course, sit in the president's box and all that, and Lindsey comes some, and they just said he is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing from all sorts of sources.
Like I said, I met him at the curb market.
Well, and I'd have to say, Lindsey, I've made fun of you on air for a while. I was a sophomore idiot, and I got a little too heated over your position on foreign policy. I've grown to really like you as a person. And as I grow up, folks, I mean, there's stuff politicians do that drives me crazy. Not just politicians, the lobbyists, the voters, I mean, people involved in politics, including myself, can drive me nuts. But I've learned over the years, I generally kind of like a lot of these people. Mm-hmm. Not in terms of their policies or the corruption or all the self-serving deals, but just sitting down having a conversation with a politician, usually a good time.
Well, you know, I have come to like, what's his name? The majority guy. Senate majority guy, Mitch McConnell. I've really come to like him.
I do declare.
He's changing the federal courts, by God.
Yes, he is. Yes,
they're pushing people through on these, whatever they're called, the mid-level judges.
Yes.
Article 3 or whatever they're called.
I brought it up yesterday. Trump was at that rally in Kentucky. By the way, Matt Bevin came up short.
He did.
Bashir.
Andy Bashir, who I believe his brother Bob is a retired pediatrician in Montgomery, whose wife is Lynn Bashir, the head of the Alabama Department of Mental Health.
But when Trump was at that rally, he's like, when I came into office, I thought, you know, we're going to have some vacancies. Like, how many do we have? How many of what, Mr. President? How many openings for judges? Like 2, 3, 4, maybe 5? Maybe 5. Like, we have 142. 142. So I just want to say thank you, Barack Obama. That was a wonderful gift you gave me. Thank you. We got to fill these things. No vacancy left behind. Or something like that.
That's great.
Let's get Matt from the lake, Kalijah, right?
From Kalijah, Matt. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing excellent. Thank you. I'm taking a kind of a rare day out of work, which is a rare opportunity to listen into your show. I'm particularly interested in the Whitewater Park scheduled to come to Montgomery. I was so surprised to find out about that. And my personal interest in it is that I've been a stand-up paddleboarder for about 8 years now.
Okay.
My family have like 5 kayaks and a few paddleboards. I'm really looking forward to the park because when I did a search and looked at Whitewater Charlotte,
this park
will be patterned after and built, I think, by the same engineers and such like. What I saw is an incredible facility. Whitewater, it was constructed as a practice, a training and practice facility for Olympic kayak competitors. And so what I see on their website is beautiful. And what I have found from paddleboarding Lakes Jordan and Martin and others in central Alabama is on weekends when it would get so crowded with boaters, I should say, I would take my boards to the river, Tallapoosa River at Martin Dam, just below Martin Dam. Depending on the flow, moving water on a paddleboard is a whole nother, it's a whole nother sport. It's a whole nother passion. I hope there are other people who are stand-up paddleboarders who are listening to me. I love teaching other people. I have other equipment to share. I'm in my early 60s, and this is what I do for my state of mind and just for tone.
Good exercise, I was about to say.
I go year-round. I have wetsuits and to get rolled in a river now and then is just part of the fun. I'm leashed onto the board and my paddle, so and as long as I'm legal with a personal flotation device on me, which is always on a river,
always.
On a lake, it may be on the board, which is legal, but on a river, I take all precaution to avoid anything regrettable. So I will not go under. I will float. The board will float. The paddle floats. Anyway.
Well, Matt, and my former roommate, good friend, go back to third grade, Andrew. He's got me out kayaking on the Coosa, and I love it. It's a lot of fun. So the idea that I don't have to drive far, I can just go downtown and go to the water park there.
Exactly.
It sounds wonderful.
I go paddleboarding at Gold Star Park right downtown Wetumpka often.
Nice,
I'll walk 50 feet, drop my board in, and I can go upstream a half mile to some pretty good rapids for a board. And you can actually just kind of surf back and forth across the river about a half mile upstream from Gold Star Park.
Do you ever see anybody doing any yoga on those paddle boards?
On the lake sometimes,
on the lake you'll see.
The divas, and I have two gorgeous daughters who were ballerinas. One still is on scholarship.
Are they single by any chance, Matt?
I'm sorry?
Are they single by any chance?
Yeah, the younger one is.
Well,
she's a freshman at Southern Union.
Well, then keep listening to the show. I'm single as well.
I do, brother.
Just messing around.
You're my one and only station. And I just appreciate you letting me spill. I'll think of several things I wish I had mentioned, after I end this call.
Well, there are other days, and you can have other calls. But we got to run, too, Matt. But appreciate
them.
Yes,
hey, thank you so much.
Thanks
and
for calling,
everybody,
Matt.
Look into stand-up paddleboarding.
Okay.
It's awesome. All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
God, no one said love you to me in a long time.
And stand-up paddleboarding
does
lit
up.
It sounds like the bee's knees to me.
Yeah, I watch those people. They're very interesting. I've
never done it.
I have about as much balance as a one-legged man can have. But,
code name Flamingo.
I've seen some, I was in Chicago and I saw some girls doing yoga on.
Yeah.
Now that's just ridiculous.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, and you got to really have good balance. I'm strong these days. I've lost some of the balance because it's a skill. You really do have to learn how to control your body in that way. But enough of that. Let's talk to Greg T.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Greg.
How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing?
Good, good. One quick question. I know y'all busy. What is the possibility, do you think, or what's the chances on the water park getting a, aquarium? Because some be right there by the river.
There's been talk of an aquarium coming to Montgomery for a couple of years.
Right. I'm not sure this project has that, though.
No, I don't think it does.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying it'd be right there by the river. I mean, if they had the land to put it.
If they kept developing it and another plot of land.
Yeah, that might work.
Right.
Well, if
just something to think about.
Well, I've been to the one in Atlanta, and it's pretty impressive.
It is.
I don't want to go back, but it was pretty cool.
I always compare Montgomery to other cities that have minor league teams like ours. So, like, Chattanooga's got an aquarium. And I think if it was something like that.
Gatlinburg's is nice because it's got the tube, you know, in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, where you can walk under the water board there. It's pretty interesting.
Pretty amazing.
Anyway, thank you for y'all's time.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks for calling.
We got another break here. 272-9228 if y'all want to join in on the conversation. 272-9228. And you know what, Jack? This will be the last break before the top of the hour.
Really?
I'm going to combine breaks so you don't get all, you know,
get lathered up.
Right.
Yeah.
Though it is a lot of fun to watch you get lathered up.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, folks.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie.
5033.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
And this is the Fox Business Report. Uber shares are slumping today, down as much as 9%. It's the first day early investors can sell their stock. They were required to hold the stock for 6 months after the business went public. Uber launched at $45 a share in May, though the stock has lost more than 40% of its value in recent months. Xerox is looking at buying personal computer and printer company HP. The Wall Street Journal says Xerox is about to receive a windfall of $2.3 billion from Fujifilm after ending their joint venture. HP shares are up 10%. Mortgage rates are lower, but the Mortgage Bankers Association says applications for mortgages slipped in the past week, down 0.1%. However, there were more high-end applicants for mortgages. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Just a perfect November day today, but hang on. Weather changes are on the way soon. Today, sunshine will dominate. Warming trend continues. Nice day. High 76. Partly cloudy. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low 57. Tomorrow, another high in the mid-70s. Chance of an afternoon shower. A better chance of rain Thursday evening and through the overnight hours Thursday night, ending by Friday morning. Then breezy, much cooler Friday. High of only 58. We'll be back to the 30s on Friday and Saturday night. And a cool, dry, sunny weekend, much like last weekend. Way below normal on the temperature. Saturday's high only 60. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch. 27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views.
You know, this is my selection if it's a Coldplay song.
That's certainly true.
You don't like Coldplay?
They're okay.
I've seen them live. They're good live?
I've seen, you know, video of them doing live concerts, and that Chris Martin, he runs around like a fool.
No, I respect them. I respect any band that can carry on or if not improve on their sound live from the studio. And
there's one video of Alicia Keys coming and playing Clocks.
Love her.
She's playing Clocks, and he's singing, and it's really, really good.
Yeah, I love Alicia. I mean, and she went through that kick wearing no makeup. I'm like, seriously? Really? It looks like black or at least butterscotch. Don't crack. Like, oh, my goodness.
Ooh, Joey.
Joey, you're kind of getting a little risque.
Oh, sorry. Let's go to the phones. Well, before we do that, we need to tell folks about our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage.
I really don't need to tell anybody about Alabama Home Mortgage.
You do.
They all know about it.
Well, okay.
Our listeners have come to know and respect and to employ Kim Williams and her team on finding them the best possible mortgage they can get. Whether they're first-time buyers, never bought a home before. If you find a house you like and you want to know what you can offer on it, call Kim Williams. She can kind of pre-clear you and let you know what your borrowing limits are. She can work out great terms for you. She shops around and finds you the best possible mortgage that will fit into your lifestyle and your financial situation. Not only that, if you are currently under a mortgage and you think you could probably get a better rate, better terms, reduction of payments, give Kim Williams a call, 567-4223, 567-4223, Alabama Home Mortgage, the one-stop shop for your mortgage needs, whether you're refinancing or borrowing for the first time. Give Kim Williams a call, 567-4223.
NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Now let's go to the phones and talk to Mark Montiel. Mark, welcome to the show.
Oh, I see you're trying to infiltrate. I get it.
Yes. I need to reprimand. Now, Jack's the one I'm worried about. Now, Joey and Frisco and Clay McKinnis being confused about government's role in the entertainment industry. But Jack Campbell, you're buying into this stuff now?
Mark, yes, I know. I'm a French Republican. What can I say?
I mean, they've already done it, Mark. Like, I wouldn't have approved it if I was a mayor on the city council, but they're doing it, or the county commission. What, $30 million, and then 20-something million in land donations from the city?
Well, that land, I don't know what else you're going to use it for once you run the Salvation Army off. But good thing is you got Maxwell as a neighbor, so it's going to be safe behind you.
Right, so I wouldn't have started it or approved it, but since it's going through, I hope it works.
Yeah, let me
ask the three of y'all a question.
Okay.
And I love the Montgomery Biscuits, and there's so many times Sherry Myers is a friend of mine and encouraged people to go and season ticket holder for years and all that. How many times did y'all go to the Montgomery Biscuits, not work-related, last year, the three of y'all? Jack, how many times did you,
I had some problems, but I went once before my infirmity.
Now, I went,
Joey?
Oh, this past year, a big fat goose egg, but you know, I don't go anywhere. I'm a hermit.
That's true.
Okay.
I used to work there and I went all the time.
Well, and I was just talking off air with Jack. I've got two dogs, and on Sundays, you can bring your dogs out there. So I say we would go on Sundays. I think I went four different Sundays, and then I went on one of the weekday games. So I probably went about five different games.
Okay. So here's the slippery slope that worries me. And look, I love new and shiny things too. But I used to hear this all the time when I did a little bit of radio. When the government creates the entertainment opportunity, and you even hear some criticism when the fair comes to town, how they take away money from local business. And, of course, it's a charitable event, and we understand that argument. It's a different one. But if the government is going to prop up one area, for example, downtown, that's just not fair to Cloverdale. I've talked to owners of restaurants over there. It's not fair to the east side of town, west side. And I think because we all kind of get tired of just arguing about how poor government is, I think y'all are falling for the shiny nickel problem, and it's a problem that is going to continue, because instead of the money going to cops and fire department, 911, and all the boring things of government, they love a shiny nickel because people fall for it every day. So I just had to call in and pick at you a little bit.
No,
that's fine, and
I totally understand your argument, and you know, I've made that argument in the past. With all the investment that EJI has made in downtown Montgomery, and our tourism is way up, that's why I'm hopeful.
Well, that's why also, I mean, I have investments downtown, and I can look at the entire city, and you can see kind of something like EJI, and you see hotels being built, and as a small business owner, that's sort of kind of where I lean. I need to go to a place that's thriving and that's growing. And
totally supportive of that, because I mean of what you're doing. You're doing it with your money, private money, and people might be, you will, there'll be too many restaurants at East Chase. I mean, they keep building them, and what happens is one build, some are gonna close.
Yeah.
But I just want to remind, because it is a trap we get into. Now I want to mention the federal government on that. Federal government doesn't do a lot of that. If you even think in Washington, they do the big 4th of July thing, but that's a national event. They put it on television, it's enjoyable. Right. I watch it every year. So All right, well, I just had to bring some grumpiness to the show after that, I'm afraid to call the show. But
no, don't ever be afraid to call. And, you know, I jumped on Boomer because we weren't even talking about the water part. Now we are. So, but, yeah, I appreciate your input.
I heard you crawling him, and I had walked out of the room, so I missed what he said. So I'm going to have to go back and listen to a replay to hear this, because Boomer needs to chew it out every once in a while, Jack. Do it for me.
Well, I did, and I like Boomer, and he's been supportive of this program, but he just hit me on a sour note this morning because we weren't even talking about the water park, and he started naysaying. I said, now why you want to be a naysayer? And he told me to shut up and let him talk, and I did, and then I butted in again, and he cussed at me, so... I don't blame you.
I'll get out of y'all's way. Y'all have a good show.
We won't pressure you, Mark. Thanks for calling.
Right. Yeah, and
and Mark, you're entitled to your old grumpy-ass opinion anytime you want to call.
Well, and it isn't how I would do it. I get tired of whether it's a state, federal, or local level. Everybody's sort of waiting and seeing what the government will put up so they don't have to put up their own
rules. I'll never go to the water park because there ain't anything out there that I would do or could do. But, I mean, I might go.
What if they had a lazy river?
I could see Jack in the lazy river.
Yeah, me too.
Smoking a cigar. I don't smoke cigars.
Yeah, with like a mimosa, they probably wouldn't let you have a drink.
But. Well, I don't drink orange juice, but I'll take a little...
The champagne.
Champagne itself.
I could see that.
Do you serve liquor?
I will.
We'll talk about that later.
Giving away too many secrets, Jack.
Well,
Jack loves just outing me.
Lock it up!
I was outed by Mark Montiel on the radio, so if anybody knows what outing is like, I do. Imagine a gay guy running for the Republican State Committee. What's this world coming to? Thanks, Mark. Of course, I said it was the worst-kept secret in Montgomery.
Well, that's true.
That I was G-A-Y, as my friend Hatcher says.
Goodness, goodness, goodness. But, we got to hit a break here.
Yeah, we do.
We really do. Last hour of news and views coming up. And I told you off air, I've got it set up. We've been talking mostly the local stuff.
Well, I got my local stuff out of the way, so.
But, I love these have been good stories today. And, you know, because the money's already been spent by the county commission, like I said to Mark, because the city's already given this land up, I just hope it works. I'm always skeptical of these government-backed projects, so.
Well, I understand. And I understand the heartburn over it. People saying, you know, it's taxpayer dollars going to some iffy private enterprise. But
if it does work, it could be a heck of a thing. If it ends
if it
up
doesn't
being
work,
like this
you can always go to Jake's Landing on Pentlala Creek and drink and have fun. You ever been there?
I haven't. No.
Oh, man, it's cool. Well, it's a dive, but it's fun.
When we come back, I want to get into this idea of, is it illegal to say the name of the whistleblower? For instance, if I say the whistleblower is 33-year-old
Eric
Charamella.
You've already said his name.
Did I just break the law again? Eric Charamella?
No, I mean, now everybody
used
knows
to work with John Brennan and Joe Biden.
I mean,
Biden.
That tells you all you need to know right there.
Mm-hmm.
John Brennan is a criminal, in my opinion.
I looked it up. He is a Muslim.
He is.
Exactly.
Shia? Sunnah?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
But he's a Muslim. Sufi? It doesn't matter.
He converted when he was over in Saudi Arabia, I think.
Oh, my.
Yeah. He's a bad dude.
We'll be right back, folks. 272-9228. More news and views after this break.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 5 5-